ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna, verses 7 and 8. Okay. I will read the whole verses, so maybe you can have your phone on. Otherwise, I have to read the both verses. मुमुचुर मुनयो देवाः सुमनांसि मुदन्विताः मन्दं मन्दं जलधरा जगर्जूरनुसागरम् निषीधे तम उद्भूते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्यां देवरूपिण्यां विष्णु सर्वगुहाशयः आविरासीत् यथा प्राच्यां दिशीन्दुरिव पुष्कलः मुमुचुर्मुनयो देवाः सुमनांसि मुदान्युताः मन्दं मन्दं जलधरा जगर्जूरनुसागरम् निषीधे तम उद्भूते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्यां देवरूपिण्यां विष्णु सर्वगुहाशयः आविरासीत् यथा प्राच्यां दिशीन्दुरिव पुष्कलः
Go to a translation. Mumuchuhu, Shamad, Muneha, all the great sages and saintly persons, Devaha, and the demigods, Sumanamsi, very beautiful and fragrant flowers, Muda Anyutaha, being joyous in their attitude, Mandam Mandam, very mildly. Jaladharaha, the clouds. Jagarjuhu, vibrated. Anusagaram, following the vibrations of the sea waves. Nishidhe, late at night. Tamaha Udbhute, when it was densely dark. Jayamane, on the appearance of Janardane, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Devakyam, in the womb of Devaki. Devarupinyam, who was in the same category as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ananda Chinme Rasa Pradibhavidabhi. Vishnuhu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Sarva Guha Ashayaha, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart. Avirasit, appeared. Yadha, as. Prachyam, Dishi, in the east. Induhu Iva, like the full moon. Pushkalaha, complete in every respect. Translation. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night. Like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Shri Krishna. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As stated in Brahma Samhita 537, Ananda Chinme Rasa Pradibhavidabhi Tabhi Ya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Khilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhipurisham Tamaham Bhajami. This verse indicates that Krishna and his antaraj are of the same spiritual potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna's father, his mother, his friends and cowherd boys and the cows are all expansions of Krishna, as will be explained in the Brahma Vimohana Leela. When Brahma took away Krishna's associates to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded himself again in the forms of the many cowherd boys and cows, all of whom, as Brahma saw, were Vishnumurtis. Devaki is also an expansion of Krishna, and therefore this verse says, Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhasyeha. At the time of the Lord's appearance, the great sages and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves, and above the sea there were clouds in the sky which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon in the sky on the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared on the 8th day of the waning moon, there could be no rising of the full moon. In answer to this, it may be said that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty which is in the hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on the 8th, on that night, because of Lord's appearance in the dynasty wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So, by the grace of Krishna, he could appear as a full moon. To welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the waning moon became a full moon in jubilation. Instead of Devarupinyam, some texts of Srimad Bhagavatam clearly say Vishnu Rupinyam. In either case, the meaning is that Devaki has the same spiritual form as the Lord. The Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha and Devaki is also Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, no one can find any fault in the way the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha, appeared from the womb of Devaki. Those who are not in full knowledge that the appearance and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental, Chanma Karma Chame Divyam, are sometimes surprised that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can take birth like an ordinary child. Actually, however, the Lord's birth is never ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already situated within the core of everyone's heart as Antaryami, the Super Soul. Thus, because he was present in full potency in Devaki's heart, he was also able to appear outside her body. One of the 12 great personalities like Bhishma Dev, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janago, Bhishma. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1942, Bhishma, a great authority to be followed by devotees, says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in the core of everyone's heart, just as the sun may be on everyone's head. Yet, although the sun may be on the heads of millions and millions of people, this does not mean that the sun is variously situated. Similarly, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has inconceivable potencies, He can be within everyone's heart and yet not be situated variously. Egattum Anupashyati, Ishopanishad 7. The Lord is one, but He can appear in everyone's heart by His inconceivable potency. Thus, although the Lord was within the heart of Devaki, He appeared as her child. According to the Vishnu Purana, therefore, as quoted in the Vaishnava Toshni, the Lord appeared like the sun. Anugraha Saya. The Brahma Samhita 535 confirms that the Lord is situated even within the atom. Andandarastam Paratvanu Chayandarastam. He is situated in Madhura, in Vaikuntha, and in the core of the heart. Therefore, one should clearly understand that He did not live like an ordinary child in the heart or the womb of Devaki, nor did He appear like an ordinary human child. Although He seemed to do so in ordinary, or in order to bewilder asuras like Kamsa. The asura wrongly think that Krishna took birth like an ordinary child and passed away from this world like an ordinary man. Such asuric conceptions are rejected by persons in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ajobisan Naviyatma Bhutanam Ishirobisan 4:6 Bhagavad Gita. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is Aja, unborn, and He is the supreme controller of everything. Nonetheless, He appeared as the child of Devaki. This verse describes the inconceivable potency of the Lord who appeared like the full moon. Understanding the special significance of the appearance of the Supreme Godhead, one should never regard Him as having taken birth like an ordinary child. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaghanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Bhuteir Mahatbhya, Yaima Puro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhumte Gunansho, Dasha Shoda Chatmaka Soran Krishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime Hare Krishna. It is such an amazing verse to celebrate the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. It is the most auspicious day of the whole year. I was thinking about this day and what specifically we are going through during this day. I was walking in the courtyard yesterday, and there were hardly any people. It was completely opposite to how we celebrate Janmashtami, and especially the night before Janmashtami and the whole day before Janmashtami. The temple room is crowded, the courtyard is crowded, there is a big team cutting up vegetables, and we can really feel the vibration because of the amount of services that are being taking place. However, yesterday it was another quiet day. hardly anything happening. So this brought me to think about what happened even right at the time of Krishna's appearance. There was not much happening. Today, in the temple room, there are not many devotees. Generally, the temple room is packed with devotees. Hardly can anyone get into the temple room. So many devotees, and we can feel the vibration, and we can feel the sound, we can find the eagerness of the devotees. So I wish you all have the same eagerness while sitting at home, because we are approaching the inconceivable transcendental personality's appearance. So he can bestow the same blessings. He can give the same joy of Janmashtami even though we are not congregating here. So reflecting on what happened at the time of Krishna's appearance. In the jail were Mother Devaki and Vasudev were present. In one sense, there was nothing happening. In one sense. On the earthly realm, there were not many people. No one could be personally present there. However, as we can hear from this verse, on other realms, there were many things happening because of the appearance of Lord Krishna. When we move to the chapter before, in the 10th canto, second chapter of 10th canto, which is Garbhastuti, the demigods appeared in front of Mother Devaki and started glorifying Lord Krishna because he was already present in the womb of Mother Devaki. She was having her divine pregnancy. The Supreme Personality of God had her himself present in her womb. Even Kamsa could see the effulgence emanating from the body of Mother Devaki. So evident the presence of Lord Krishna. Thus, the demigods started praying, establishing the position of Lord Krishna. Satyavratam, Satyaparam Trisatyam. They started saying, you are Satyavrata. You always maintain your promise, your vow. You cannot deviate from your promise because you had already promised to appear in this world. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. The mission statement is already given. You had already promised to the demigods headed by Brahma about his appearance. So you are Satyavrata and you are Satyam Param and you are the supreme truth. And you are Trisatyam. You are the eternal truth who remains as truth before annihilation. Before creation, during creation, during maintenance, during annihilation, even after annihilation. Independent of the material creation, you are the supreme truth. You are the source of that truth, Satyasayoni. So in this way, the demigods glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, establishing his position. You are the ultimate truth and you are the Satyatmakam. Satyatmakam tvam sharanam prapannaha. We are approaching you because you are embodying that supreme truth. You are the supreme truth. And you are present as truth in everything, anything and everything. All the relative truths are truths to some degree because of the absolute truth. And that absolute truth is you. So in this purport, as well, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes the divine position of Krishna's appearance. Ajo visan aviyatma bhutanam ishiro visan prakritim sa adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse to this purport for 6 Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada has given many lectures on this verse. Why? To establish the position of Krishna. Never misunderstand the appearance of Krishna, because there are so much misunderstanding about Krishna's appearance and his activities. So first make it clear who is Krishna. He is Aja. He is unborn. Even though he is unborn, and his body never deteriorates, Avyatma. At the same time, he is the Supreme Lord, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan. Still, Prakritim Swamadhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Still, he appears in this material world by his internal potency. The Supreme Lord is all pervading, he is present everywhere. He is Sarva Guhasheha, as it's mentioned in this verse. He is present in the heart of all the living entities. Still, he appears in this world. He appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki. Thus, it is considered most inconceivable. So Srila Prabhupada makes it clear and emphatic that never misunderstand the divinity of Krishna and his appearance. If we lose that, then the whole appearance of Krishna becomes just like another story. It will lose its significance. Now, moving on about this verse. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I was quite curious to know about Krishna's appearance. And I wanted to know the verse describing Krishna's birth from Srimad Bhagavatam. So I didn't read Bhagavatam. When I immediately came, I was reading Bhagavad Gita and other book. I didn't have a copy of Bhagavatam. And eventually, I thought, okay, I want to find out in which verse and how Krishna appeared in this world. I want to know this verse. I want to memorize this verse. I was thinking like that. Then one day, I heard the song sung by Karnamrita Mataji. You might have heard the same verse is there. Mumuchur Maneo Deva, very sweetly Mataji sings. Oh, that's the time I heard. Okay, this is the verse in which Bhagavatam describes Krishna's appearance. So then I found this verse to be very interesting because it narrates the appearance of Krishna's. In this verse, the initial point is given. Even though Devaki and Vasudev were under the custody of Kamsa, still the whole three worlds were prepared to receive Krishna to this material world. So it is not just like an ordinary birth. There were atmospheric changes. In the verse before to this, it is mentioned how there were changes in three planes, in three realms. On one level, there were changes to the earth. Then there were changes to the sky. Then there were changes to the atmosphere in between. And apart from that, there were changes to the minds of people. So, in other words, what we can see earth, we can see the sky, we can see something in between, and also we can see the minds of people. So when Krishna appeared, there were transformations to all these four realms. This is very special, this is very unique. Whole lakes and rivers were overflowing with water, clean water, because of joy of Krishna's appearance. Whole trees were blossoming flowers just like the spring. And the Brahmanas previously were struggling to light fire and perform sacrifices. Now, the yajnas were happening with full force. And their minds were very clear. The Brahminical minds were very clear. And they were overjoyous. And they were able to recite mantras without any fear. In that way, we can see that there were atmospheric changes in different planes to receive Krishna. So this is a speciality of appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is working for Him. Everyone is worshipping Him. Everyone is trying to please Him. So even the whole atmosphere changed on the appearance of Krishna. Now we can see in this verse. This verse is starting with Mumuchu Muneo Devaha. What is the first statement that is given? Mumuchu Muneo Devaha. They showered Muneha, great sages, and the demigods, they showered beautiful and fragrant flowers. Pushpa Vrishti. So on appearance of Krishna's birth, there was Pushpa Vrishti. In the sky, the demigods were showering flowers. They could understand now Krishna is appearing in this material world. They knew His appearance because they offered prayers just before in the womb of Mother Devaki. And now Krishna is appearing and they all showered flowers. And it is mentioned that there was very, very auspicious signs in the atmosphere and there were seasonal changes. So it is mentioned, it was just like Satya Yuga. So it was not Satya Yuga, it is Dwapara Yuga and Dwapara Anta. It is towards the end of Dwapara Yuga. But when Krishna appeared, the whole atmosphere resembled Satya Yuga. That's why the yajnik brahmanas, they could perform the yajnas very easily. They could very easily utter the mantras. Their minds were clear. And the whole atmosphere was just like spring. And the flowers, all the trees, all the creepers are with blossom flowers. So such an atmospheric change took place. So there was seasonal changes and there was a description of Satya Yuga is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this description given here, even though it's in Dwapara Yuga, is a description of Satya Yuga because of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next, it is mentioned that, see, Mumuchur Muneo Devaha Sumanamsi Mudanyutaha. Why did they shower all these flowers? Mudanyutaha. They were overjoyous. They are great devotees. You had to understand the situation. The demigods were perturbed because of the arsenic influences. Even the sages couldn't perform the sacrifices. And at that point, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself appeared. So they were relieved of their suffering and they felt joyous. And to receive that Supreme Personality of Godhead, they started showering flowers. That is Mumuchur Muneo Devaha Sumanamsi Mudanyataha. Then Mandam Mandam Jaladhara Jagarjur Anisagaram. Mandam Mandam, mildly. Jaladhara. Jala means water. Dhara means one who carries water, the clouds. Mandam Mandam Jaladhara Jagarjur. They started producing a trembling kind of sound, you know. It's a interesting kind of sound. You can see Jagarjur. Anusagaram, just following vibration, you know. And it's like trembling, you know, it's like a vibration. Anusagaram, following the vibration of the sea waves. So it is mentioned that at the time of appearance of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, He gave consciousness to the clouds. He gave consciousness to the trees. He gave consciousness to the rivers. He gave consciousness to the lakes. He gave consciousness to everything. Since they all got consciousness, they were acting in a way to please Krishna. So that's why there was such spontaneous change to the seasons. And there were spontaneous changes to the different realms. Why? Because Krishna gave all of them consciousness. It is amazing, isn't it? So there was change because Krishna gave them consciousness. It is mentioned the music that was produced by the clouds and the ocean that was like in instrumental performance. It was proper musical accompaniment. Here, the sages were uttering mantras, because they could now utter mantras, Vedic mantras. They were showering flowers, and there was musical accompaniment by the ocean and by the clouds. Can you see? So generally, if we have Janmashtami, we have some kirtan here. We had some kirtan here. We had to be mindful it's not too loud. Even otherwise, we have music to receive the Lord, but it is in a very closed environment, even if there are no restrictions. A few thousands of people maximum, or in the temple room maybe a few hundred people, come together and have musical performance, chanting, etc., to receive the Supreme Lord. However, now by mercy of Prabhupada, this is happening in many, many cities in this world. In that way, it is global. However, when you see past, when Krishna actually appeared, it became a cosmic event. All different planetary systems were taking part. The atmosphere was taking part. And even the clouds were producing music to receive the Supreme Lord. So see the grand scale of the reception offered by different material elements in one sense. So this is the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he, by his mercy, everything had consciousness. So this is very special. When did the Supreme Lord appear? Nishidhe tama udbhute. It was very dark. It was very dark in the night. About midnight. That is the time Krishna appeared. Krishna chose the right time to appear. He had right musical accompaniments. He had right atmosphere. Everything to the perfection to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the difference between a Jiva and the Supreme Lord. It's the difference between even other incarnations and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything set clear for his appearance. Of course, where did he appear from? Devakyam, Devarupiniyam. So in this purport, it's a very important point that Mother Devaki is of the same category as Krishna. Devarupiniyam or Vishnu Rupiniyam is mentioned. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, quoting this verse, Ananda Chinme Rasa Prabhidavatapi. Everyone is Satchidananda. So since Mother Devaki is Satchidananda, so the Lord who is Satchidananda can come from Mother Devaki. Both of the same category, both of the spiritual category. In that way, the Supreme Lord appeared. Here, another interesting point is, there is a mention about full moon. So this can be seen in different ways. How is it possible that 8th day of the waning moon, 8th day, how can there be full moon? 8th day, there is no, it's not Purnami, it's not Purnima. How can there be full moon on the 8th day? In normal sense, it is impossible to understand how the full moon manifested on Krishna's appearance. Then it is mentioned, since Krishna appeared in Somavamsha, Krishna appeared in the moon dynasty, Somavamsha. So the moon god became so joyous to receive the Supreme Lord, he manifested his full form. Similarly, generally, if we take birth, or if anyone takes birth, people go check the kundali, you want to see the chart, how where all the planets are situated. But when Krishna appeared, all planets arranged themselves in the most auspicious position to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the difference. We are bound by karma, and so different people have different planetary positions. Whereas when Krishna appeared, all planets arranged themselves in their best capacity to receive Krishna. Many planets in exaltation, in their own sign, etc., to receive Krishna. In that way, they are serving Krishna. So this is the difference. So Krishna appeared and everyone, all the planets arranged themselves. And the constellation was Rohini constellation. Moon was in the Rohini constellation. In that way, the Lord appeared. So this is very special when we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. And what's the speciality of Krishna? He is Sarva Guhashaya. The meaning of Guha is that Guha means cave. Guha means cave. So there are many mountain caves which are inaccessible to ordinary people. Similarly, the heart of the living entities are inaccessible. And in those hearts, the Lord is always situated. So the Lord is situated in this heart of all the living entities. And that Lord appeared as Krishna from Mother Devaki. So we can see in many levels, it is so special. And Krishna is very confidential on the other level. No one can know really about Krishna's birth. But by Krishna's mercy, great sages, demigods, they came to know. Because they are all playing part in receiving Krishna. And in future, they are enacting as family members in the Yadu dynasty. Because before Krishna's appearance, the Lord had instructed Brahma and Brahma had instructed all the demigods. Now you take birth in the Yadu dynasty to assist pastimes of Krishna. So this is a whole cosmic arrangement for Krishna's pastimes to take place. So everything is ordained, everything is arranged. And the Lord appeared in that way. Here, Krishna's appearance is given as Jayamane Janardane. Krishna appeared as Janardane. There is another meaning to Janardana. Janardana, as we know, is the name of Krishna, Janardana. Janardana means, another meaning is, Jana is referring to all these demigods and sages. Ardana means they have been requested. All these demigods and all these great sages, they requested for the appearance of Krishna. So he is known as one who appeared because of the request of great demigods and the sages. So Jana Ardana, because they requested, the Lord appeared. So that is the meaning of Janardana. So very special, Janardana. Here the word Janardana is used to show that the Lord appeared by under the auspicious requests of great personalities. Another point is, the Lord appeared, and here Krishna is compared to a moon. Okay, Krishna is compared to a moon, and not any phases of the moon, but full moon. So to narrate Krishna's appearance and to describe and to connect to full moon has another meaning also. We explained that Krishna's appearance and Krishna's form is compared to full moon. Okay, one, it is literal meaning. It was really full moon was present because the overjoyous nature of moon god. But apart from that, Krishna is compared to full moon. Why? Because the moon has many faces. So you can see from Pratipati, you know, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, you know, you can see according to Ekadashi, Dvadashi, you can see moon faces are changing, waning, it's increasing, the faces are increasing, and finally it becomes full moon. Similarly, Krishna has many expansions, and they manifest different degree of Krishna's qualities and powers. So Krishna's expansions, they do not show all his powers or qualities. Whereas Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he manifests everything to the fullest. So Krishna's appearance is described as the full moon's appearance. It's full moon. It's the manifestation of full moon. Another point is that when Krishna appeared, all other expansions of Krishna, they also came along Krishna. It was not just Krishna. In Krishna's body, there were all expansions of Krishna. We can understand Chaturvyuhas, Narayan, different avatars. All of them accompanied Krishna. All of them were present in the body of Krishna, but their powers were suppressed. They didn't manifest their powers because they cannot manifest their powers because Krishna is complete. So they were present in the body of Krishna. In other words, when Krishna appeared, all the incarnations appeared alone. Can you see that? So Srila Prabhupada makes this point, the inconceivable nature of Krishna. One, he is present in everyone's heart. And he says, Andantarastam Paramanu Chayantarastam. He is Andantarastha. He is present within the atom, he is present in between the atom, he is present in the hearts of all the living entities. And he appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki. So Prabhupada makes a point, understand the divinity of appearance of Krishna. It is not ordinary. Ajopasan Aviyatma. And at the same time, when Krishna appeared, he manifested with all the powers, all the qualities, and all other incarnations were present within the body of Krishna, but not manifesting their powers, energies, and qualities. All were present. So this is very, very unique. Krishna's appearance is very, very unique because of the speciality. Here, there is another comparison given. It's very interesting from Bhishma Dev. Bhishma, a great authority to be followed by devotees, says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in the core of everyone's heart, just as the sun may be on everyone's head. So this is another comparison. When he's talking about Krishna, there is a moon comparison, there is comparison with the sun. Because sun is present everywhere, but it's only one sun. Similarly, the Lord is one Lord, but at the same time, He is present in everyone's heart. That is the nature of Paramatma. So that is Ekatam. He can be within everyone's heart and yet not be situated variously. Ekatam Anupashyataha. Krishna's appearance is for reciprocation to His devotees. Why Krishna appears? In reciprocation to His devotees. We understood the meaning of Janardana. Jayamane Janardane. The devotees requested Krishna's appearance, and to reciprocate, the Lord came upon to this material world. He reciprocated with those who requested to Him, like the great sages, demigods. Also, He is reciprocating to Mother Devaki and Vasudev, because they had performed austerities in few lifetimes. And He is reciprocating to the desires of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So Krishna's appearance means His loving reciprocation to all the devotees. So that makes it very sweet. Even though He has all these powers, He is present everywhere. One, He appears from the womb of Mother Devaki. Second, it is out of love for His devotees. So this is one point we can meditate on this auspicious day, that Krishna wants to reciprocate to His devotees. And today He is very, very merciful because it is His birthday. So He wants to reciprocate to His devotees, and our position is to try to please Him in our own capacity, wherever we are present. We can be at home, but try to please Krishna. Do something wonderful for Krishna. We can have the darshan of the Lord here. Some devotee was telling about 120 or 140 devotees today watched Mangalarati. 400. 500. Okay, very good. It's not 140. I think it may be in the beginning. 140 was live. Okay, 140 was live. And after that, 500 devotees watched Mangalarati. So we have to carry the same mood today. It's very important that if we are in temple, if we are Radha Vallabhai in front of us, how do we act? In the same mood we can carry at home. That will actually make the difference. Usually on Janmashtami, everyone is seeking for service. Give me at least, Prabhu, give me just one service. Let me go to the altar. Let me cook one item. Let me cook five items. There one devotee. Let me cook 108 items. Everyone is asking for service. Now, most of the devotees can't make it here because of the restrictions. But you have a free hand because you can prepare as many items as possible and you can offer to the Lord. And the Lord, maybe a photo at home, a Radha Vallabha's photo at home, maybe you may have a deity at home. Is that deity or the picture, just the photo, is going to reciprocate as Radha Vallabha personally. This is the speciality. That's the reality. Because if we approach the Lord with the same consciousness, the Lord is going to reciprocate in the same capacity. So the Krishna can appear at the end of Dwapara Yuga upon the request of his parents, all the great personalities. Similarly, the Lord can reciprocate today to all of us. So we have to take the opportunity. So when I spoke to few devotees told me, we are taking off and we are doing some special aaratis at home, watching live. We are cooking special items for the Lord. Yes, I was thinking, yes, this is the right mood. This is the right approach. We may not be able to come personally here, but if we serve Krishna in the same capacity, Krishna is going to reciprocate. See? So this purport is very relevant at this point, because the purport is pointing out the inconceivable nature of Krishna and his appearance. So the Lord is going to reciprocate in the same capacity. And it's an experiment. We can all experiment. Serve Krishna and see how Krishna is going to reciprocate all of us. So it is amazing. It is very wonderful. Indeed, Krishna could personally appear for his pure devotees. Then, according to our degree of surrender, Krishna is going to reciprocate to all of us. He is there and he is going to reciprocate. So let's take the opportunity to serve Krishna. And again, referring back to that time when actually Krishna appeared, despite all these changes to the atmosphere, despite the prayers by the demigods, despite the chanting of mantras and showering of flowers by great demigods and the sages, still in the jail, nobody was awake. Only Mother Devaki and Vasudev, that's it. And by the arrangement of the Yogamaya, everyone was fast asleep. And Yogamaya made the arrangement so that Vasudeva can carry Krishna to Gokul, to Mahavan. So the arrangement was made. So this is the divine pastime of Krishna's appearance. There are more details actually to this pastime. How Krishna, Vasudev took him, how he placed Krishna there, how he brought the baby girl back. So everything is arranged by Krishna. And in each and every step, Krishna is reciprocating to his pure devotees. Each and every step. Because what happened after, immediately after Krishna's appearance? He appeared in four-handed forms. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari. He had everything. He had all his weapons. He didn't come as Krishna. He didn't appear initially in his original transcendental form. He didn't appear in his two-handed form. He appeared in his four-handed form. Why? To reciprocate to his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. See, each and every step is reciprocation to his pure devotees. Because Mother Devaki and Vasudeva, they wanted to make sure that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear as their child. So to reciprocate to his parents, he showed himself in the four-handed form. Second, of course, seeing the four-handed forms, both of them started offering their prayers. Vasudeva started offering his prayers. Devaki started offering her prayers, glorifying him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because now, assume the child is born, fully decorated, effulgent, all the weapons are there. What can you do? They didn't feel like their own child. They saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a small form right in front of their eyes. Immediately they started offering prayers. Then they concluded they had fear. What will happen if you present yourself in this four-handed form? Better you change to two-handed form so that no one can recognize you. So he manifested himself in the two-handed form. And they could see the two-handed form, but immediately took Krishna to Gokul. And on the way, what happened? In Yamuna. As Vasudeva was crossing Yamuna, Yamuna parted. But the waters of Yamuna was so agitated because of joy that the waters of Yamuna wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. So here, see, in each and every step, there is the reciprocation of the Supreme Lord and the devotees. So Yamuna Devi is conscious. Yamuna Devi is a personality. So Vasudev couldn't hold baby Krishna, apparently slipped from the hand, and waters of Yamuna took him. And Vasudev was in complete anxiety. So that is rasa, that is secondary rasa, experienced by Vasudev. So he's in ecstasy. So Vasudev is going to ecstasy. Then, same time, Yamuna Devi is getting the opportunity to touch her Lord. And then, Vasudev gets his child back. Can you see, each and every instance, there's a sweet reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees. And ultimately, they reach Gokul. Then Krishna blessed Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj to partake in his childhood pastimes. So this is considered very special. Because of the unique, topmost love for Krishna, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they could witness the childhood pastimes of Krishna, not Devaki and Vasudev. So again, we can see all these arrangements are made based on one's own loving sentiments. So this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Akhila Rasamrita Murthy. This is the meaning of Akhila Rasamrita Murthy. He is a reservoir of all rasas, and he can reciprocate, and he can invoke those rasas in his devotees. He can reciprocate accordingly, each and every moment. So that Krishna took birth. So he is inconceivable, he is all powerful, he has all qualities. Now he has taken birth, and at the same time he is Akhila Rasamrita Murthy. He can reciprocate with everyone according to that particular flavor, that particular rasa. In Ishodanishad, now the beginning verses, the purport says, all the living entities have our unique connection to Krishna. We have our unique service to Krishna. We have our unique flavor of relationship with Krishna. Just like we have prasadam, today we are fasting, but prasadam, there are different flavors. We offer different kinds of milk sweets today to the Lord. There are different flavors. The same item. There can be sandesh of many kinds. Different flavors to the same item. Similarly, everyone's service to the Lord is unique, because even it can look like the same service, but there is different flavor to it. That is the transcendental nature of devotion service. And the Lord can reciprocate to those service in the same capacity. So that's why he is Akhila Rasamrita Murthy, the reservoir of all rasas, all spiritual mellows. So today we can try to serve Krishna. The whole idea of Janmashtami is quite opposite to other birthdays. Generally birthdays, everyone want to feast, no one want to fast, right? Birthday means we are talking about feast. But Krishna's birthday, we are feasting based on services. We want to glorify Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. And that is the feast of the day. And and the feast of the night is, of course, Ekadashi Prasadam, the naivedya offered to Krishna. So during the day, we dedicate ourselves to Krishna's service. That is speciality. Because that's how we can show our affection for Krishna. That's how we can get connected to Krishna. There's no other way. If you want to show our affection to Krishna, then serve Krishna. We can do practical services, we can offer things to Krishna, we can chant, we can read. So be busy this day in Krishna consciousness. So one day in the year at least, let's try ourselves to be Krishna conscious. Okay, I'll do one Krishna conscious activity with full heart, and the next, and the next, and the next. And when I need a nap in between, that's okay. But all the time till midnight, do serve Krishna. Offer wonderful preparations to Krishna. So we can fast till the midnight. Meanwhile, we can serve Krishna. Then we can take darshan. 7 o'clock there is one special darshan with the new attire for the Lord, as every year. Then 7:30 we have abhishek for Radha and Krishna. Then 12 o'clock there is special darshan with special dress. So now the Lord is coming to your house. This is the next level. Sarva Guhashaya. So another explanation for Guhashaya. Everyone's house, like the caves, the Lord is going to come through the internet. If you have a big screen, there is a proper use of the big screen this time. One can see the Supreme Lord at your lounge and offer arati to him, offer bhoga to him, receive him and experience reciprocation from him. In the same way, we can pray to Krishna. Very important prayer. Our aim is to come to pure devotional platform. That's our prayer. And we have many, many obstacles on our path. We can pray to Krishna to clear those obstacles and help ourselves to engage purely in Krishna's service. We know very well what are impure services. First, we know non-devotional activities, externally and internally, how we indulge. Second, we know even if we perform devotional service, how our impure minds and our ulterior motives are impeding our service, how they are taking away the sweetness of service. They are actually taking away the sweetness of the service. It is taking away the reciprocation of Krishna because they are impurities. Just like make sweet rice, special sweet rice. I think today we offered very special sweet rice to Krishna. I think there were some berries and this and that, fruits, etc. Very special sweet rice. So, okay, tomorrow, not today, after Prabhupada's appearance day, fasting, arati, we are given the sweet rice. And we will be very happy. Oh, nice sweet rice. Let's offer the sweet rice, you know, let's have the sweet rice. We'll be very happy. But if you take some sand, similar size as the rice, take some sand and put it in the sweet rice. Okay, we may try to have the sweet rice. What happens? Oh, we bite it. Oh no, it's paining. The sweet rice is sweet because we throw some sand in it. We cannot taste the sweetness of the sweet rice. We taste a little bit, but there are some unwanted taste. Oh my God, it's paining. It's not as sweet as we thought. We apply the same principle in devotional service. While chanting Krishna's names, while serving, because of ulterior motives, because of material desires, we are unable to relish to the real degree which we can. This is our problem. We have specialized in throwing sand in the sweet rice. So we had to stop that. So this day is a very auspicious day where we can try for full absorption as much as we can. And that really helped because we need some days like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in Harinama Chintamani that if we lack taste in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one of the solutions is to get completely absorbed in festival days like Janmashtami. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani, right? Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. So it's a Madhavatiti. It's a Bhakti Janani. It can give devotional service. It can increase bhakti. So we can never let go these kind of days without celebration. In Nectar of Devotion, a devotee prays to the Lord, let me know the exact day of your appearance so that I can get absorbed in Janmashtami celebrations. By Krishna's mercy, we know when it's Janmashtami, it's widely published. So we know that, so we can get absorbed in Janmashtami celebration. That's going to boost our Krishna consciousness. It's going to boost our Krishna consciousness depending on our absorption. So we have our own struggles. So this is a great opportunity to take our steps forward and do more service and pray to Krishna and wait for His mercy. And today, Krishna will be very merciful because of His appearance day. So let's tune into the mercy of Krishna by the right service attitude. So I stop here, see if there are any questions or comments. Complete silence. Yes, you have a question.
So, my question is, if we think of the appearance of God, usually we would expect that He's a really royal appearance in a, like, in a big dynasty or in a kingly family. We would expect His family to be blessed and forever happy. But now Krishna's appearance is very opposite. He takes birth in the jail, no one knows about it. And then we can see His parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, went through so much suffering for His appearance. So my question is, why is it like that? Why did Krishna make His devotee go so much pain for your appearance?
It's a very good question. Why Vasudeva and Devaki had to go through such torturous conditions before getting Krishna as their child? Of course, we know the pastime reasons. But thinking more instructively, how many children were killed by Kamsa? Six. Shadgarbhas. Think about that. A parent had to go through such suffering. Six children being killed, being murdered in front of them. Can we imagine? Can anyone tolerate this? People can really go mad, can go crazy, can go out of mind. Six children being killed. That too by Devaki's own brother. Such an asura, such a demon. And Devaki and Vasudev, they had to live in the jail, not in the royal palace. Devaki is pregnant, still she is in jail. Such a torture. This is instructive because the acharyas say that we also have shadgarbhas within us. We also have shadgarbhas. Who are they? Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, matsarya, the enemies of the mind. Okay, these are the enemies of the mind. We all have these enemies of the mind. They are residing within us. And to destroy them, it's not very easy. So destroying them means controlling the mind. If we want Krishna, we had to control the mind. We had to defeat these enemies of the mind. So it is mentioned, one has to take pain. It may not be very easy, yes, engaging in devotional service, that's the means. But meanwhile, we have to control our mind and senses. We cannot just succumb to the demands of the mind. So just like Vasudeva and Devaki had to tolerate murder of the six children, similarly, we have to let go our negativities. And it is painful because we are very attached. Because we are very attached. The material things, they have no value. That's why it's called anartha. Artha means something which has value. Anartha means no value, useless. But we are holding on to it as the most valuable substance. So to get Krishna, one has to let go this anarthas. And it is simultaneously purifying, blissful and painful experience. This is two sides to this. Tapo divyam putragayena shattvam sattvam shuddhet yasmad brahma saukhyam tu anandam. The Shraddha says. How this happens? How sattvam shuddhet? Tapo divyam. Tapo, austerities. So controlling the mind, senses is austerity. Controlling the, regulating the mind and engaging service is austerity. But tapo divyam, that's what is required. Then one will have Vasudev consciousness. What is the consciousness called? Shuddha Sattva is known as Vasudev consciousness. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shadditam. That consciousness, that pure consciousness where Krishna can manifest completely is known as Vasudev consciousness. So if you want to come to the Vasudev consciousness, one has to tolerate and let go the six enemies of the mind. Shankarpas, Kama Krodha, Lobha Madamoha Marsarya. All these enemies we had to give up. So for that we had to steadily engage in Krishna service and we had to be tolerant. Make sense? So it has a very direct instruction. It has a direct instruction for all of us. And this also instruction, even such a pure devotee had to go through such difficulties to receive Krishna. It wasn't easy. If you refer to life of any great devotees, the projection will be how much difficulties they had to go through. And still they emerged victorious. Will you ever see in devotee's life everything was just given and they were, you know, had a good life. No, if you great acharyas, you see the life of Srila Prabhupada, you see the life of many great devotees, you can see how much they had to go through. So these are all instructional. Pandavas, they are all instructional for us. To prepare ourselves to go through devotional service despite difficulties, like we have current situation, it's not at all comfortable for many devotees. Sitting at home, cannot do the regular service. Probably they may have some service today in the temple, but they can't. We have to tolerate. It's showing the difficulties we may have to tolerate, but still serving Krishna with love and affection so that we get purified. And you see, so actually it's very instructional. The appearance and then, of course, the disappearance of the Shankarpas, and then coming to the Vasudev consciousness. So this is a very good question. Thanks. And why didn't he appear in this palace or in such a condition? As we know, that's how the pastime is. In one sense, in higher realms, they know about Krishna's appearance. But here, people are unaware. Because that will add rasa to the whole pastime. There is tension. Rasa means there has to be some tensions. If everything, then it's Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. There's no fun. So there is tensions. There are problems going on. There is a threat by Kamsa. Then middle of the night, Krishna is appearing. Krishna has been taken to Gokul by Vasudeva. This Ananta is behind as an umbrella. The Yamuna parting. So you can see the whole tension, because in this whole intense tension, there is this pure love for the Lord and there are ecstasies, the rasas in all different flavors. And you see, it's like having a meal. In a meal, if there's a big feast, it should have everything. It's not just sweet. Yes, sweet is there. Maybe at the beginning, maybe at the end, there will be sweet. But, okay, we will only give you sweets today. Then, that is incomplete. That meal is incomplete. It means one doesn't know how to enjoy. If only sweet means, you know, that's the children's, you know, children. They are only sweet, you know, that is children's. They don't know. They are not rasatnya. Rasatnya means they have to relish all the flavors. So Srila Prabhupada taught, you know, how we need to have bitter taste, you know, sour taste, pungent, you know, all flavors have to be there. The mix of everything. Then one can relish different tastes, and different tastes are projected. Can you see? Different tastes are projected. So the rasa principle is like that. There is a flavor of different things happening. There is this parental affection. There is some over reverence. There is this fear of Kamsa. There is pure motherly love of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and the fatherly love of Mother Nanda Maharaj. So you can see the flavors churning in appearance of Krishna. So this is the nature of the pastimes. It need to have flavor. Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are two. Okay.
My question is regarding how Devaki is being called Devarupiniya.
Yes.
So it says that everything in relation to the gods underwrites Devarupiniya. So I was thinking, you know, even we are also part of the gods underwrites. We are part of
Yes, we are part of Krishna. There is no doubt we are part of Krishna. However, we are covered by the external potency. We cannot call Vishnu Rupini or Vishnu Rupa. Devaki is Devarupiniya, means Devarupini. That is the name, Devarupini. Devarupiniya means in Devarupini. Okay? So, Devaki is Devarupini or Vishnu Rupini. Similarly, Vasudev has to be Devarupa or Vishnu Rupa, not Rupini. So yes, they have the transcendental divine form. So we are. We also have a divine form. We are also Vishnu Rupa in one sense. But that is referring to the soul in its Swarupa. We are covered by, not by Vishnu Rupa. Now we are Maya Rupa or Maya Rupini. That is our condition. Okay. Now the soul is covered by Maya, the illusory energy. So we don't act in the topmost platform because we are covered, unfortunately. So we are trying to get rid of that. So that's connecting to the first question, how we had to get rid of our most cherished six enemies. Even though we are cherishing them. Equivalent to the Shatgarbha. So when we get rid of them, then we can have Krishna as Vasudev.
I was appreciating the aspect that you mentioned about how even the universe was aligned with the auspiciousness of Krishna's appearance. And we see now in the texts the demigods are offering prayers. So the awareness of the Lordship and the Lord appearance is there. So how we can explain that then the chief demigod, like Brahma and then Lord Indra, they not pass on that against the Lord, even ignoring that he is there. And they are aware because these prayers acknowledging that
they know
that the Lord is there. So how we can reconcile that?
Yes. We can take this pastime in an instructional manner. That will be beneficial for us. Rather than getting into technicalities. We can explain technicalities, but if you see from an instructional viewpoint, we can see that even a great personality, if he or she is surrounded by material opulence, one can become proud. One can immediately forget one's actual position. We may have material opulence, but material opulence do not belong to us, nor does that belong to Indra or Brahma. They are caretakers, and the opulence we may have, whatever tiny degree, to that we are simply caretakers. But if one's mind get affected by that, then one can forget one's position in connection to Krishna. So in that way, it is very instructional. So this is a practical application, because we can be doing some important services, we may have some important positions, even in devotional communities. But if it actually gets into our head, then one can act in the most abominable way. Anyone. So it is showing very very profound examples of Indra and Brahma. They are universal controllers and they know about Krishna's appearance. Still, even they can act in an inappropriate fashion when they actually become proud of their position. So the Lord, and in reciprocation, it is the quality of the Lord that the Lord will never tolerate pride in his devotees. Lord will do something to crush their pride. So indeed, the Lord indeed crushed their pride. So this is the instructional understanding. Then in case of Brahma specifically, it's mentioned that Brahma was covered by the Yogamaya potency of Krishna. So there are other understanding of the same principle as well, to enact the pastimes of Krishna. Because there is a series of things happened after Brahma Vimohan Lila, and Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully cites in this purport. Can you see what happened after Brahma Vimohan Lila? Because the Lord could reciprocate to the mother cows. The Lord could reciprocate very intimately to other gopis, because the Lord expanded himself as the calves and the cowherd boys. Can you see? So there is sweetness to this pastime. There are multiple reasons, multiple things which are achieved through this pastime. At the same time, we should never forget the instructional basis of this pastime.
Following that point, the instructional basis, what would be the recommendation to maintain that person of consciousness that originally was there when the Lord appeared? And for us,
yeah, for us to maintain Vasudeva consciousness or pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness comes to the basics. Everything starts from chanting, attentive chanting, and absorption in Srila Prabhupada's books. Very important point. For us, Srila Prabhupada's books are it's not just mandatory, I can say. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of purports of Srila Prabhupada. Both are very important. This is to maintain the consciousness, and then we apply this consciousness in our service. Both these two are very important. Not just chanting. No, that will not work. There has to be proper reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. One time, one of the gurus instructed his disciple that you should read so much of Srila Prabhupada's books that, you know, the whole body, whole the ears, everything is, you know, filled with Srila Prabhupada's purport. Is required. Because Prabhupada's purport are not all sweet. It's not just all pastimes. No. It is very instructional. And our intelligence has to be sharpened by this Vedic knowledge. It's very important. That's the way we can actually maintain Krishna consciousness. We know ourselves, right? If we properly read, study, understand the purports, the intelligence is clear. And when we lack in that, and we know how our mind gets affected. So one time Hridayananda Maharaj was mentioning a point that to maintain Krishna consciousness, even during the day, day after day, etc., one need a lot of intelligence. Not just mundane, not just IQ. Of course, the intelligence means Shastra, which is actually the realized knowledge, which is functioning as the intelligence that is required to maintain Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, mind can take us for a ride, which we are used to. Okay? Alright, we can start with some services or chanting. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari.